Paul Kubanek going to be coach this year, third year for the Star Valley Braves. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's correct. Well, yeah, for basketball, it'll be my third year. Yeah, I know.
You're getting old, I guess, is how it's working.
Exactly.
wanted to make the transition. Just had a chance to talk to head coach Eddie Clark of the wrestling team. And, of course, the flip side of that coin in the winter season is basketball, as everybody comes inside during the long winter season for Star Valley and I guess United States, really. But let's talk about the Braves and what they have coming back. We've talked about this group having a tremendous football season and a wrestling program as well. And looks like the basketball program should pay dividends on that as well. Your team making the state tournament last year kind of ran into a buzzsaw in that first couple of rounds. But now you got a lot of those guys back and motivated to make another run at it.
Yeah, there's nobody in the state actually that returns as many, contributors as we do this year. We were really young, you know, last year, as you know, and a lot of those key guys are back for sure. And I had a good summer definitely in a good position to make a run at a championship this year. If there was ever a class that could do it, I really like this one.
Coach, let's talk about that a little bit, because as far as the expectations for the basketball program, of course, making a transition to 4A, and that's always part of it. But I think there's still a lot of people out there in the state, at least outside of the Western Wyoming area, that when they look at Star Valley in basketball, that they're not necessarily intimidated, at least yet. What would you say to those guys, or do you feel like that's going to change this year?
Oh, I would agree with that. I mean, and really, there's nothing that's happened in the past that would warrant us being on the top of everybody's radar. There are some coaches that have played us that know how good we return. Kelly Walsh is aware of what we've got and how young we are. Coach Roden knows what we've got back. And so we do have one set of eyes on the east side of the state that kind of knows what we've got. But yeah, I mean, I think we all know and we're aware that, basketball and football are sort of flipped when it comes to the dominance of the state tournaments, where the east has really kind of run the show over the last several years in basketball. The West has had a tough time showing over there. We're definitely under the radar a bit, I think, which is nice for a change for our boys. I think they've been in the crosshairs all year in football, so it's kind of nice not to have to be the favorite all the time. But with our summer schedule, I mean, I intentionally played everybody way bigger than us just to get us ready for what we see in the East, because I think that's real important.
Coach, you and I talked about this a little bit. Let's talk about that summer schedule and some of the teams that the Braves played against, because one of the philosophies that you have is you're saying you don't want the Star Valley guys to come into a game, a 4A class game, and think, oh, this is a big school or a big team, because they've already played teams that are bigger and probably a little faster and a little bit stronger. So let's talk about that schedule that you put together.
Yeah, so, and it's going to continue with our regular season schedule. But yeah, last summer we went to Preston to start. At Preston, we got the invite to go play with them. And so we played all the Idaho Falls schools, Bonneville, Hillcrest, Madison, Preston. I mean, teams that have been powerhouses in their classifications, and mostly 4 and 5A classifications in Idaho. Intentionally scheduled that way. We played Morgan, the defending Utah 3A state champs in the summer, and handled those guys pretty well. Really gave Preston all they wanted, beat Bonneville, beat Hillcrest, beat Madison actually at UBU. We were better than I thought we were going to be. I mean, I expected us to go play well. I didn't expect to beat all the big schools that we had beaten this summer. I got a chance to play against the Desert Hills team that I coached on and beat those guys pretty well at UVU, and knocked off a Mountain View team out of Orem at UVU. And so we actually got beat in the semifinals of that whole tournament. We were by far the small school in that tournament. So I was more than pleased with how good we looked over there. But, you know, it's summer ball, and keep that all into perspective. But yeah, to be honest with you, I went over there hoping to be 400, 500, and we ended up being much better than that this summer. Taylor and Dean and Chase, those kids played so well, and Hazen, and, you know, just that whole group is solid. So the summer was awesome for us, but we transitioned the same way with regular season, so our first couple tournaments have big schools involved. So
let's talk about the way that the Braves are kind of comprised right now. You mentioned a few of the names, but if you were going to maybe in a nutshell give us your team philosophy as far as Coach Kibonics. This is the kind of team we are. This is the kind of program we try and be. How would you answer that question?
Well, it's nice because I feel like I've been here long enough now that the kids that are playing for me know what is expected. And when I say that, I don't have to coach as much, especially this group. I don't have to be near as much of a floor general as I have had, you know, when you're first trying to install stuff that you like to see. And at this point, and this is kind of how it's been wherever I've been, year three, year four, your point guard can run everything you've got. And fortunately for me, I probably have the smartest point guard. Well, I do have the smartest point guard I've ever coached. So, you know, this year with this particular group of kids, they don't need a lot of starting. I don't have to get them fired up to play basketball or do anything competitively. And they're super loose, and it's concerning when you don't know them. You're like, are we too loose? But these guys, they just play. In fact, I'll be better just to sit on the bench and be quiet, I think, a lot of times, because when they just go, it's a lot of fun to watch. And I don't know that I'll have an easier job coaching kids than this year, just because they're so, you know, they're so cerebral. They see the game well. They see each other well. Make really good decisions on the court, and they're really deep. I mean, there's the starting five, and then we don't lose anything when we sub two and three deep either. So, you know, we get a lot of credit as coaches when teams are really good. A lot of it is what those kids bring to the table, and especially in basketball, they've just worked at their game so hard over the last 10 years. Great youth coaches that have coached them, and we just kind of get the benefit of a lot of that.
When you talk about this particular group, it seems like I already kind of touched on it during the football season. Of course, you're part of that as well.
Right.
But this group's chemistry together, and that really becomes evident at times. You see spurts where this basketball team will go on runs where you just kind of look at the person next to you and go, how did they do that? Well, it's because there's a lot of familiarity out there.
Right. Yeah, they love each other, man. These guys, this is an interesting class where there's a bunch of guys that could individually be the best guy on almost every team they play. And then statistically, they don't necessarily end up that way because we have a lot more guys that are 15-point-a-night guys and 12-point-a-night guys, and very few 30 and, you know, sometimes even 40-point guys like you see around the state at times where there's kind of a one-man show going on. And mostly because they would rather win, to be honest with you, than score themselves, you know, than do it all themselves. There's not a lot of stat guys on this team that are just looking to get theirs. And so you're right, like the runs, when the runs come, like, I mean, the Thunder Basin game was a perfect example. We've got one guy stealing the ball, assisting it up to the other guy who then makes the finish score, and it's a different guy the next time. So they're not really concerned with who's getting it done. They just hate to lose.
Early on, let's looking at the schedule, what is part of the early schedule for you guys?
So our earliest schedule, we start in Preston, Idaho at the Preston tournament. And the teams that are there, I believe we're the smallest team there. Meridian, I think we start with Preston. And then Bonneville's there. We could play Bonneville. We could play Green Canyon. It's actually a true tournament. So the only game we know for sure is Preston the first night. And then we can move on and play depending on how we win and lose in that tournament. And we'll have our hands full just coming out of football, and it'll be early for us. Then we go to Sugar. So to give you an example, Preston's a favorite in 4A. They got second last year, minus their big kid because he was hurt. I think they win it if he's healthy. Sugar Salem wins the state championship in 3A basketball in Idaho last year, so we've got them round two. That might be a football game.
Yeah, it could be.
That one is. Then we have Blackfoot following that, so it really looks like our football schedule. We follow with Blackfoot here at Star Valley. That game is new to the schedule.
Yeah, in fact, I don't know that
21st, so one that we have.
I'm pretty sure that team's never played here before.
It never has, and we actually have them home and away. We actually have both those schools home and away, Sugar and Blackfoot. So, and then we go to Juan Diego during the holiday break. We play Wasatch. We play Layton Christian, who was the 2A state champs in Utah last year. They were one of the highest scoring teams in the state. We have Elko, Nevada, the state champs in Nevada last year. So, We've got a schedule in front of us, and it reminds me so much of our football schedule, just playing, and it's lucky a little bit, like, we didn't know when we made these schedules that these guys were all state title winners or contenders for the state championships in their respective places, but it's perfect for our kids, so.
Coach, as we kind of wrap up the interview here, when it comes to this particular group and the team coming back, what are some things that you would like to say to like the community in terms of maybe coming out and I guess what would you pitch to the community to say, hey, make sure you come out and watch this this year?
Yeah, I think it's as simple as it's a rare opportunity to see a team that's put so much time into being as good as they are. It's so much fun to watch these kids play because they play with such good tempo and good poise. And I really do think that if this team kind of puts it all together, where everybody gets healthy coming out of football, everybody gets their shot back, that this is a team that if we've got a chance at running through this 4A, I think it's this year. You're just going to always watch good basketball with these guys. And that's kind of a rarity where I feel like I can put any of the first seven guys on the floor and nobody's bad. So I would love to see this place be a circus here. I'd love to see the rest of the state of Wyoming. Hate to come to Star Valley again, where it's just so hard to play here because it's so loud and packed. And our kids feed off that stuff so much. They loved it in football when the Jackson game was so awesome for them because of the turnout. So,
all right. Sounds like so circus atmosphere.
Atmosphere would be fine.
Yeah. I kind of like taking that. So everybody break out your clown noses and big giant shoes and all that good stuff. So when is the first game that is at home for Star Valley?
The first game at home, I believe, will be the 21st, Al. It's new on the schedule. We had Blackfoot home scheduled away. We had them at home, but the date had to get kind of shuffled around. So I believe the first home game is December 21.
Okay.
Here. The first closer games would be the Preston tournament, I believe, around the 12th, 13th, 14th, something like that, Thursday, Friday.
And you played Saturday. You played in that one before. That's a very, very competitive tournament. And on top of that, you said the host team, one of the better teams in Idaho.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Preston's going to be outstanding. We played them this summer. It might have been the most complete team we saw this summer. We played really, really well and just kept it close. We just never could get through them. But I think they're going to be awesome and good way for us to start. Kids are looking forward to playing them again. So,
all right. Sounds like another fun season. We appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning. I know you're out in Casper wrapping up some coaching duties for the football program. And I appreciate you taking a few minutes and talking to us today. And good luck on Monday.